rest of the story.
A fascinating study involved that which was among man's first methods of long-distance communication. The message in a bottle? 2 centuries ago, one fellow dropped quite a number of bottles into the Atlantic Ocean. Inside each bottle, the same message, state location of recovery and return to sender. The sender's name was Ben Franklin. The information he recorded from this test resulted in the first accurate chart of the Gulf Stream. So, releasing an identifiable floating something into the ocean currents is like banding a great migratory bird in order to learn its habits. In 1929, a group of German scientists dropped a bottle into the Indian Ocean. The multilingual message inside could be read without breaking the bottle. It requested that the discoverer throw the bottle back into the sea and then report where he had encountered it. That bottle was discovered in the waters south of South America, again in the Atlantic, finally in the Indian Ocean, not far from the spot where it had been released. In 6 years, it had sailed around the globe. Apart from its scientific uses, the message in a bottle has proved efficient in its earliest function, communication. In 1875, a mutinied Canadian vessel was rescued by naval authorities because a steward had stuffed SOS messages into several bottles and cast them adrift. In 1956, a young Swedish sailor on a long tour of duty dropped a bottle overboard. Inside was a plea to any pretty girl who might find it, please write to me. Of course, the sailor gave his home address. The message was received by a young lady in Sicily. She did write to the sailor in the autumn of 1958. Only 2 years after the bottle had been set afloat, the Swedish sailor and the Sicilian girl were married. So, the message in a bottle is far from hopeless as a means of communication and far from slow. Now the rest of the story. How might one have guessed from the dazzling early morning sunshine that only hours before a fierce storm had lashed the area of the Pacific, and now beneath a strangely cloudless sky, the weary shipwrecked seamen stood bewildered on a great coral reef. Of their mission, which had begun in Japan, there were 45 survivors. Before the ship went down, they had managed to gather a few provisions, but there was no communication. They were stranded. Kinosuke Matsuyama was one of those surviving sailors. Though he could not know his precise coordinates, the fact that he was on a coral reef suggested a warm current, shallow water, the proximity of land. He observed that of what his shipmates had salvaged, there was not sufficient material to construct a raft, or even to burn an effective smoke signal. And yet among their supplies was a large bottle, large enough to be spotted at a distance. Chinosuke decided then that he would put a message in that bottle, a communication relating what had happened, approximately where their ship had sunk, and how many were still alive. With no paper on which to write, Chinosuke carved his message and his name on a piece of wood, sealed the wood in the bottle, and cast the bottle adrift. Now, the lore of the sea is filled with such stories. The tale you've just heard, the strangest of all, is true. For in 1935, Chinosuke's message did wash ashore. It was discovered by seaside villagers, but no rescue party was dispatched. You see, Chinosuke and his comrades had been shipwrecked, had ultimately died of starvation and exposure in 1784, 151 years before. Even though the village in Japan, to which the distress message adrift in a bottle had finally found its way, was Chinosuke's hometown. And now you know the rest of the story.